Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, Germaniacs. It's me. So I'm in Cape Town in South Africa for Gampy's funeral. I know. I just want to say, it's not going to be a heavy episode. We lost Gampy, but it's been more like, you know, like a celebration of his life. And I know I'm really jokey and like silly and a drama queen. But I just want to like say I've really appreciate all the messages of support that you guys have sent me. But it's all about moving forward with my Germaniacs by my side. Because I'm still here, guys, and I'm carrying on the king name, and doing what Gampy would have wanted. So it's going to be amazeballs. The future's looking bright. So I just want to, like, go back in time now a little bit to after the funeral at my mum's cousin's place, just in my room. I don't want to give away what happens, but your minds are going to be blown, Germaniacs. Okay, let's do this. The final episode of Germazing Season 5. Buckle up, sluts. This week on Germazing, falling asleep at Gampy's funeral, Elkie's offer of a lifetime, a comforting nipple tweak, a pedestal fan that looks like rosé, and did Gampy really run over a baboon? Your weekly dose of fashion student life and bereavement advice from the Nigel No Friends, the Caftan Queen, the flute playing floozy. I'm Jemay, JA'MIE. I'm quiche, I'm rich, I'm a bitch, and I'm Germazing. I know, Mum, I said hi to her. I just want to record the podcast in my room. I've got to do an episode. I'll come out after. Oh, you don't have to be a bitch. Hi, Germaniacs. So, it's after Gampy's funeral. I'm in Cape Town, obs, staying at my mum's cousin's place. It's like, not like povo, but it's kind of like random. I don't know. I keep saying to mum and dad, like, we should like move into like a decent hotel, but like a 5-star one or something. But, cause I'm just not used to this type of living, but, I don't want to be a bitch, but like the beds are really tiny and I hate like lacy bedspreads and there's like a rusty pedestal fan next to my bed that's like giving me nightmares. I woke up last night and thought it was Rosé standing next to my bed and tried to slap it. Anyway, so I came straight here when I got the news from Dad last week with Joy. So like the funeral had to happen like really quickly. But yeah, it was actually so amazing. Gampy had so many like friends and I never realized. And Dad spoke and his brother and they told all these funny stories of like childhood stuff because Gampy was kind of a rebel and did some hectic stuff. And it was really kind of interesting to hear. Like one story, he accidentally ran over a baboon once and he had it stuffed and he kept it around the house and he used to pretend it was his wife. And my auntie spoke too, and she said that Gampy was into cross-dressing and he used to go shopping in drag in the 70s and he called himself Leanne, which I never knew, but yeah, I'm so into that. He was kind of like ahead of his time. He was such a great guy. So the funeral went on a bit though. It was like all the religious stuff was a bit like boring. I took a selfie during like this really important religious moment and Dad like gave me this intense glare. And at one point it got so boring, I actually fell asleep and like my head just like suddenly dropped down and I made this little snore sound, like kind of, yeah. A mum slapped my leg and there was drool all over my chin. But yeah, funerals are not my thing. What else? Oh my God. So I got the nicest email from Elke Galkerson about everything, like everything that's happened with Gampy. I told her all about what happened. And yeah, so she sent me this amazing quote actually that was really helpful. It's a thing that Naomi Campbell told her bestie. It was, old people are better off dead so the young people can party. Yeah, it was kind of really comforting and oh my God, that came from Naomi. But yeah, Elke was like, I'm serious about the offer, Jemay. I'm going to help you out with that job. And look, if ever you want to start your own label, I'm here to help. And yeah, just reminding me that that's probably the future goal. But she said I'll need some serious investment. But yeah, like I can't believe she's got that much faith in me that I could have my own fucking label. Like seriously, I'm not even a good designer. I'm totally winging it. But yeah, but this is the thing with me. People have always like had more faith in me than I do in myself. But yeah, I'm like a fake it till you make it kind of bitch. But yeah, that works for me. So yeah, I've just been like scrolling through like Elke's social media and like watching videos of her. Like she did the Vogue 73 questions thing from her chateau in France. And it was so amazing. She almost, there's this one bit where she almost falls into her moat and she blames the sound guy for like distracting her and they kept it in. And then she does an Architectural Digest tour of her Belgravia mansion in London and it's like gobsmacking. Oh my God. She's like, hi, AD. But yeah, so yeah, she does this really funny thing where she pretends to throw one of her Pomeranians off the roof of her house. Like she fully like dangles it over the edge and the dog's like howling and like wriggling desperately. And yeah, it almost slips out of her hands. But yeah, she's such a bitch, but she's like really funny. And her voice is so cool. It's all like, hello, darling. And she like kept her Cockney accent from like growing up days. And yeah, she's just really down to earth. I'm Elke obsessed right now, if you couldn't tell. It's like, I know. Is love. Oh, and I got the nicest message from Rosé and Prisha as well when they heard about like the Gampy news. Yeah. Prisha was really great actually. She gave me this little Hindu elephant thing, which is supposed to like guide Gampy safely to heaven. I chucked it out. But and Rosé was really comforting. He came like when it first happened, he was there and he came running over when he first heard the news. Well, he heard me like screaming on the balcony and crying. And he's like, he climbed over and he was hugging me like really tight. I think he was trying to like get it on with me to like make me feel better. But yeah, like he had his hand on my thigh while I was crying and it was like slowly getting higher and slipped up my skirt. And yeah, I was telling him all about my relationship with Gampy while Rosé was like tweaking one of my nipples. But it was really comforting. I'm coming. I said, give me a second. I'm still recording the podcast. All right, Shemaniacs, mum's being a fucking psycho. We're going to Gwen's, Gampy's girlfriend, Gampy's old house, tomorrow for the reading of the will. So I'll check in with an update. Illy, Ask Shemay's next. Bye.
Shemay, how are you? I have a question. Have you continued with your songwriting and flute playing, or is that something that was left in the Hilford chapter of your life? Lots of love.
Why are you laughing? Yeah, so no, look, I get it, babe. It's it would seem like something that I would have left behind back in the school days, but no, I do definitely still dabble in the old songwriting biz. I keep some stuff to myself, Shemaniacs. I don't tell you everything, all my really personal and creative things. I keep those to myself. I get shy about showing you guys. I did do some sleep talk songs a few seasons ago, you guys might remember, but that's how I usually start with my lyrics when I'm songwriting. Yeah, so I just like put my sleep talk app on at night. I trust the subconscious mind to deliver my themes lyrically. But yeah, I do pretty much like a new song every like week at least or two, just throw down a demo. I've got enough to do an album like easily, like a double album. But yeah, I'm just waiting till the time's right. Yeah, I worked on that Sleep Talk musical number, Carry Me to the Fire and Cook Me Like a Piggy Piggy Boom Boom. That was like a couple of weeks ago. But that's turned out really well, actually. I might kind of expand on that. It's a full musical, but yeah, I don't want to go into it. So yeah, I'm a pianist primarily. Wink, wink. That's my main instrument. And of course, a flautist, flute player, eighth grade, high distinctions for my final exam. I could have gone to the Conservatorium of Music to major in flute, but I had bigger fish to fry, as you maniacs. But yeah, this is actually a great question for this week, because I actually brought my flute over to Cape Town. Yeah, I've got it here with me now. I'll just grab it. Not too shabby, hey, maniacs. Your girl still got it. But yeah, actually, I worked on a song for Gampy's funeral. So I wrote it for me to like sing at the funeral, and there's like a really good flute solo in it too. And yeah, I was actually desperate to play at the service. And I begged Dad, but he said the rabbi said no, and it's not allowed for like all the religious stuff had to happen, and it was inappropriate. And the rabbi said I should do it at the wake, like the little party thing that we had after my auntie's. But Dad said, no way. I actually did it anyway, just to like a little select group of people. I just grabbed a few kind of elderly people and told them to come to this room, and took them into my auntie's study and just set up with like a mic and all my gear and the flute and everything and rah, rah, rah. But yeah, everyone loved it. It was really emotional. I can play it for you guys if you want. You've twisted my arm, shamaniacs. So yeah, it's a song for Gampy. I actually wrote it when COVID first hit, because like I assumed he was going to cock it. I mean, pass away like then during the pandemic, but he held on. So I did this backing track for this song ages ago, but I brought it. So I'm going to play that and sing over it, and I'm going to do the flute live. This is how I was going to do it at the wake. So yeah, it's about how Gampy always wanted a granddaughter. Like after having all these sons, he just like always wanted a girl, and he prayed for one, and I was his first grandchild, and it was like a really big deal. And he was like so into me. And so I'll play the song. It's called Funeral Song for Gampy. Here we go. Gampy, you're a really lucky guy. You prayed to the Lord and you looked up to the sky. You dreamed of a granddaughter with long brown hair and a side part, a girl with the face of an angel, a baby with a big heart. Jamie Louise, your granddaughter was born, the Keisha's child. You can really blow your horn. Oh, Gampy, when a hot grandchild is born. Then I grab my flute. Goes on, rah, 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 sorry. But you get the idea. It's actually a 9-minute song with a 3-minute flute solo. So yeah, goes on. So just give you that little snippet. But yeah, I hope that answers your question, Chloe. Yeah, still got it. Illy.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, guys, hi. I'm outside, I'm just down at Camps Bay Beach. I'm in the car park. I just ran out from Gwen and Gampy's place. So I just had to run to my phone to do a recording. It's a bit windy, but I just found out the most fucking incredible news of my fucking life. Oh my god, everyone's staring at me. So you know how Gampy was really rich? Like, he had this winery and, like, that was, like, huge in the 80s and, like, he sold it and he got, like, the waterfront house and rah, rah, rah. Anyway, we all just went to Gwen's and Gampy's for the, like, reading of the will, and Gampy's solicitor guy was there and he reads it out. So guess fucking what? Gwen is getting the house and $1 million. My sister Courtney is getting $1 million, and I am getting $1 million. Oh my god, can you fucking believe it? The rest of Gabby's money goes to, like, mum and dad and stuff, and but oh my fucking god, I just made a fucking $1 million. Oh my god. So when he read it out, they said like 12 million rand, which is like the South African money. And I seriously thought like we were getting like 12 mil each for a second, but works out as 1 million Australian, which is still like fucking, oh my god, for me. So anyway, you can probably imagine where my mind went straight away. I literally, in the middle of the whole fucking reading thing, I just like grabbed my phone and I texted Elke Galkison and I said, I've got the money, let's do this. And I'm like waiting for her to reply. But anyway, Germaniacs, can you fucking believe it? So I better go back to, because the tide's coming in. I don't want to get like washed out to sea now that I'm a millionaire. That'd be a waste. So I'm just gonna run back inside and check in with you guys from my auntie's place. So when I get back, I'll tell you if Elke's replied to my text. Also, I was saying to mom, like, when they were reading out the will, I was like, now that we've got so much cash, like, should we totally just, like, leave my aunties and, like, check into, like, the best hotel in Cape Town or something to, like, celebrate the win that she, like, slapped my leg again. But anyway, more in a sec, guys. I'm just gonna run back. Bye. Oh my god. Hi, Germaniacs. So I'm just back in my room at my auntie's. I came running back from the beach and then I had to, like, fake it and, like, talk to everyone at the, like, will thing, and I was like bursting to tell you guys everything. So I've just snuck into my room. We're staying here for a few more nights. Mum said we have to. I asked again. So yeah, I'm still on a massive high about the money. Oops. I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight. Oh my god, I can't wait to, like, withdraw, like, a bit of it and just, like, make it rain with cash and just, like, get under, like, I just want to smell it. I want to smell the cash. And yeah, Courtney was talking about, like, setting up a foundation for, like, gender dysphoria youths, and did I want to contribute? And yeah, I was like, that's a hard no. But yeah, good luck with that. No offense. But yeah. So guess what? I heard back from Elke Galkison. She sent a text. I knew she'd be pumped. Yeah, so pumped. So get this. She wants me to come to London immediately to, like, talk through, like, how to set up my label and everything. It's like, now that I've got the money, I don't need to take the Gucci job in New York. I can just, like, just, like, fast forward to, like, setting up my own thing. Oh my god. And she said I can stay at her fucking Belgravia mansion. Can you believe it? Like, I don't know, just, like, from when I go over there, I don't know, it's so, oh my god, I can't stop. I just want to, like, tell everyone in the room outside, but that's, like, an appropriate timing. And she's like, Jemay, start designing a collection, like, today. She wants me, like, get straight onto it. And she reckons I could do a launch show of my first collection at London Fashion Week this year. But she reckons, like, by next year, I'll be showing at Paris Fashion Week. Seriously, can you believe it? Like, she knows how to make all this happen. Oh my god, it's really amazing what money can do. Like, now that I've got the mill, it's just, like, anything's possible. So yeah, I told Elke what I was thinking for the name of the label. I'm going to call it Gampi, G-A-M-P-I, after you know who, ops. How fucking good is that? And it's going to be like fun, like luxury, but with like a quirky edge, like with like a nod to my like heritage and South Africa, with like patterns of, you know, the patterns of my people, and kind of like a private school vibe as well, like kind of referencing my school heritage with like blazers and gingham dresses and like knee-high socks, like a scholarly vibe. So many ideas, guys. My mind's just like fucking buzzing. I've got so much to work out. Oh my God, showing in London Fashion Week this year. Oh my God, can you believe I'm even saying that sentence? Also, I was saying to Elgie, I want to dress Kate Middleton, you know, the Princess of Wales. That would be the dream. And Elgie's like house is right near Buckingham Palace. So like, I'll probably like bump into her, or I can just, you know, throw something over the fence or something. Also, so apparently I'm going to be staying at Elkie's place in the attic room in the Belgravia mansion. So like, it'll be like an Anne Frankie kind of vibe, and I'll be just like living it up like Anne Frank. I can't wait, guys. Yeah. So I've told, Rosé and Prisha already, like I just texted them, and they're so happy for me. They're sending all these like cool like emojis and stuff, and obviously they're gonna miss me, but you know, I'll visit, I'll come back and in a private jet or something and get my driver to like swing by Reeks and I can wave out the window. No, I'm being a bitch. I'll probably like go in and talk to them for like 5 minutes. But yeah, Prisha was like screaming and so excited for me. I need to suck up to Prisha too, because I need to be able to pay her to like do my designs, minimum wage. But yeah, good side hustle for her, for a student. She'll do it. So she said Mr. Horner is going to be like really mad at me for not going back to fit him. But you know, YOLO, he just wants a hot student to look at. So I'm pretty much the only one there, so sorry, not sorry. Yeah, so that's it, guys. I'm going to go straight to London from here. I haven't even told the family yet, but once everyone's calmed down about the whole Gampi thing, I'm just going to, like, tell everyone the good news. I'm going to book flights tonight. So also I've asked Rosé to pack up my condo. So I said he can keep anything he wants because it's all kind of crap and, you know, compared to what my new life's going to be. And yeah, and he said he wants to keep Lil Nahuken as his own pet. And I'm like so sad, but like he'll be going to a great place with a great guy and I can FaceTime him and yeah, he'll never forget me. And it's not really a good look anyway to be like a fashion designer with a budgie. So yeah, got to ditch the budge. So yeah, I'm not going to tell Olivia Bellissimo yet. I was thinking I'm just going to have like a portrait taken of me inside Elkie Galkison's mansion and post it on socials, hashtag new life, like just like a really classy portrait. Yeah, I'll spend a bit of money on it. I was actually thinking of getting Annie Leibovitz, the photographer, to take it, but I can't find her website anywhere. I've been looking, but Elkie probably knows her. She fucking knows everyone. So yeah, I was thinking I could do like a portrait of me, like in a big chair with like Elkie standing behind me with like one hand on my shoulder, like the kind of old generation, new generation. Oh my God, that would be so good. Olivia and Queen Latisha will be so pissed off about that. Oh my God. Talk about the ultimate revenge, guys, for kicking me out of Pussy Palace. Okay, guys, I feel like, I hope you don't hate me for being rich now, but I've got to go book my first class flights. So keen to fly first, actually. Oh my God, Germaniacs. I can't wait for my new London fashion life to begin. It's going to be so good. Oh my God. This is the best day of my life, literally. I'm so glad you guys are here for it. It's the best day of my fucking life, seriously. The best. We'll talk soon, Germaniacs. Bye. Talk from the airport. Away, bitch. Oh my God. Hi, Germaniacs. So I'm talking quietly because I'm actually in the British Airways first class lounge. I know, right? Pre-flight. I thought I was going to be like treated like a queen because it's like first class, but it's like pretty shit. I'm trying to like get their attention to like ask them to make me another spicy mug, but yeah, I'm not standing at that bar again. Anyway, I'm about to get on my flight to London. I just wanted to do final check-in with you guys to say bye and thanks for joining me on this incredible season of Shamazing. How good was it? Oh my God. It turned out so differently to like how I expected at the start. It was like, oh my God, what a journey. Absolute bonkers chapter of my life. Spicy mug. Oh my God, this was stupid. She like looks at me and then pretends she hasn't seen me. Fuck my life. I can't wait to see my seat on the plane. First class, baby. Thanks, Gabby. Apparently I have my own kind of like room seat. Like there's a seat, like you close this door, there's like a little seat next to my actual seat, which will be like really handy. And there's a shower on board the plane. Like you have to book in and like you get a shower and I'm going to have like 5 showers. I was actually thinking, I'm going to like come out of the first class shower and like with like a little tiny towel on, and then walk up and down the plane, like pretending I've lost my seat, like just to show my body off and, you know, in case there's any like hot English guys sitting in coach. And I'll be sort of like bragging because everyone will know that I've come from first. Cause that's where the shower is, obvs. Oh my God. So many people are like staring at me right now in this lounge. It's like, are you right? When this chick finally comes back with my spicy mug, I'm going to get her to get that man opposite me to stop staring at me. It's like, are you right? Oh my God. I went up to the buffet to get something to eat and it's like not great. It's like the butter is in like little peel back packets. It's like really povo, but I wanted like a little curl of butter on like a little tiny plate and bring it to me. Like, why is it even a buffet? It's fucking first class. But anyway, I don't know. I'm kind of loving it. I got to jump the queue at check-in as well. So yeah, I feel like being rich is kind of like me living my truth. It just kind of feels, you know, having money feels right. You know what I mean? It's like, I know how trans people feel when they're like not living their truth. It's like, it's really hard, but it's so much better when you are. So yeah. But yeah, I was thinking like I've had my povo years. They're behind me now. You guys were here for it. You went through the whole thing with me. And I was thinking when I write my book, I'll have a chapter called The Povo Years, about my struggles at Baker's Delight and being a Newtown lesbian housewife and in serious debt. Actually, I should pay back Amber for the rent that I owe her, but maybe not. That's a can of worms that I don't want to open, Germaniacs, TBH. What else? Yeah, my lesbian phase, which was fun at times, but also kind of cringe. The good thing now is, like, I don't need a man for money. I just need them for the D. So, yeah. Like, I wouldn't want a really povo man like Hugo. Like, I'm not going to do that again. I'd expect a certain level and kind of social standing. Basically, men are like dicks on legs to me now that I'm rich. Also, I'm really hoping in London to like hang out with like rich and famous people like Harry Styles and who even is there in London? Posh and Bex, maybe a bit old school, but we get along. Who else is there from London? Mr. Bean? I don't know. I wouldn't hang out with him actually, but my content game is going to be so insane in London. Can you even imagine? Olivia's going to be so fucking gel. She'll probably block me out of jealousy. Or more likely, if her style would be to like hardcore suck up to me when she sees the circles that I'm moving in. The last few months I was thinking have taught me so much. Like, I wrote this list of like what I've learned from everyone. Where is it? It's on my phone. Here we go. So Queen Letitia taught me to never put wet clay in a jacuzzi. Hugo the Hobo taught me that homeless people can be hot guys under the bushy hair. Prisha, the biggest ledge, taught me that it's important to take advantage of other people's skills in order to climb your way to the top. That's a good one for you guys to remember. Rose taught me that even though I'm thirsty for the D, short hairy men with stumpy dicks don't really do it for me. And Elke taught me that you can be rich and famous and old, but you can still spot hot young talent when you see it. I-E, me. Ain't I right? Also, I was thinking about the laundry monster. Like, remember how much I used to rely on him heaps? Like, for advice and everything? Well, it's been ages since I've actually needed him. Like, I haven't spoken to him for months. And I don't really think I need him anymore. It's like I can now, like, make my own decisions and, like, stand on my own 2 feet and... I don't know. It's been a long journey to get here, you maniacs. 5 seasons. Can you fucking believe it? And I know I'm only 22, but like, I feel like I'm a real woman now. And I'm an actual fully grown woman about to embark on my fashion adventure in London, living my dream. I always knew I'd do something huge, you maniacs. Oh my God, I just saw my flights boarding on the screen. I have to go. And that fucking bitch didn't bring my spicy marg over. I'll just get one on board, I guess, but... Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. No way, no way. Oh my God, Shemaniacs, it's Prince Harry. I can see fucking Prince Harry at the buffet. Oh my God. He's got his back to me, but I'm so sure it's him. Oh my God, he's definitely going to be sitting in first class. Fuck, he's on his own. Where's Megan? Oh my God, this is going to be so good. If I fuck, oh my God, I hope I'm sitting next to him. Fuck, I could join the Mile High Club with Prince Harry. Oh my God. Could you imagine this? Oh my God, please let that happen. Oh fuck. Oh my God, it's some fucking random dad. Fuck my life. He just turned around. He's not even hot. It actually looks so much like him from behind. Anyway, Jamaniacs, I'd better go. Everyone's staring at me. I'll check in from London on my socials when I land. I hope the plane doesn't go down. FML if it does. Thank you for the last 5 seasons of Jamazing, guys. Who knew it was going to get this big and amazing? Yeah, it's been an incredible journey and I couldn't have done it without you guys. Tell your friends to listen to this season. Illy, so fucking much, guys, seriously. Stay quiche, as always. Nahugan, yours forever. Your London fashion bitch for life. Jamay, Illy. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Jamaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!